Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. We have discussed the dog days of summer.
Yep.
I think that was a brief one, but we've talked about the dog days of summer. And I was reading something recently that referred to cat nights. Like, what? Ooh. What is cat nights?
Halloween.
that's what I thought. I thought, oh, we're going to autumn, but it's a summer thing.
Oh.
Yeah. So I thought, oh, we need to know. We need to have that to balance out the dog days of summer. We need some cat nights. So according to almanac.com, which if you're a farm kid, you probably already know this and you're bored with almanacs. So you can sit here and feel superior that I didn't know any of this before and enjoy that sense. For the rest of you that are city kids like me, please join me in this journey of discovery. Cat nights apparently refers back to the days when people believed in witches, which still could be now, but they're talking about ye olden days when yep. witches are definitely more the larger popular culture believed in witches. And apparently there's an obscure old Irish legend that said a witch could turn herself into a cat 8 times, but on the 9th time, she couldn't regain her human form. So traditionally, ooh. That was August 17th. And so all the cats are out if the witches weren't prudent budgeters of their cat transformations. Poor witches. Or maybe not. The cat life is pretty simple.
Wow. So that 9 lives thing is kind of tying in there, huh?
That is exactly what they said, that 9 lives thing, which I had never realized that maybe that meant transforming into a cat.
No.
So and apparently the almanac said that August is a yowly time for cats. and the cats are on the prowl. But the real reason for that is probably because by August, we've had June 21st as our longest day of the year. July, then August, 2 months down the road, we're starting to see shorter days and longer nights. And cats being nocturnal with their superior night vision are actually out more. And so this could be that fall is coming in another month or so. They're seeing that transition. So that's cat nights.
Wow.
Do you want to hear a couple more things that I found in the almanac? And again, farm kids, I know you know all these things, but
they're so good. They're so good.
Makes me happy. So almanac.com again for this fun. Apparently, if you have a stomach ache, it's supposed to mean that bad weather is coming. Indigestion was formerly thought to come before storms. So you didn't just eat like a jerk. 3 pizzas with jalapenos. Just hang on to that on rainy days. That's your new excuse, team. Another one. Apparently, medieval magicians thought that putting celery seeds in their shoes could enable them to fly, which thus far has not proven to be true, but hold on to hope, medieval wizards. Almanac.com says August 1st through 7th is International Clown Week. You've been warned. Actually, by the time this episode airs, you've made it through. We're
You've
proud
survived.
Of you. Good job.
Or have you?
I know. Yeah. August 8th is National Sneak. Mm-hmm. August 8th is National Sneak Some Zucchini Onto Your Neighbor's Porch Day. I can't say that phrase, but I fully embrace that day because zucchini is one of the only things I successfully farm. And I forget about it. And so I intend to pick it when it's about as long as my shoe. But the reality is, it's like the size of a Presto log when I remember it.
Oh, those are so, they're not good to eat anymore when they're the size of a horse's leg.
So that's all my fun almanac prowling for today. Like, you could fall down that rabbit hole for days and days. There's a lot in there.
You could. And I love the idea of cat nights. I mean, that just.
Me too.
Glad we are on the same page.
Oh, okay.
Siri is on the same page as we
I'm
are.
I'm so happy for you, Siri. Well, if you're sitting under a full moon and you'd like to hear more episodes, you can ask your smart speaker or Amy's phone, apparently, to play Brain Junk Podcast. And wherever you listen, please like and subscribe. Check out our Instagram for fun science facts. I sometimes make TikToks and put them on Instagram. Why aren't they on TikTok? I don't know. I'm a conundrum wrapped up in an enigma. Our Facebook page is a great place to go if you have comments or questions. And Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.